Most everyone has noticed the unusual weather patterns we've been having for the past couple of years. This year, we've had unusually extreme weather in both winter and summer. There's been a lot of extreme weather, not just here in East Tennessee, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. And the extreme weather is affecting our ability to produce crops and feed the world's population. Freezing temperatures in Florida in January damaged citrus and strawberry crops and killed tomato crops three-fourths of the way down the state. The oil spill in the Gulf has damaged the environment and the fishing industry. We don't know just yet how that will affect the seafood from that area. In June, floods in the Midwest grain belt damaged grain crops to the tune of $8 billion. Cold weather and hail this month in Colorado has damaged crops. Hail and high winds have damaged the corn crop in Nebraska. Right now, the corn crops being harvested in Mississippi is ready for sale. Normally, it would take 6 weeks for the corn to dry out enough to be ready. The corn we planted to harvest in September will be harvesting soon. The beans we planted to follow our first crop of beans were 3 to 4 weeks later, and because the heat caused blooms to abort, they've harvested not enough to pay for the seed. In other countries, March flooding and overflowing of the Mamoor River caused the loss of tens of thousands of cows in the province that produces 45% of Bolivia's beef. Flooding in China is affecting rice, soybean, and corn crops. Excessive rain in Canada are damaging the wheat crop, which will be 17% less than last year. Canada is the world's second largest wheat exporter. Drought and heat in Russia are setting wheat fields on fire. Russia's grain crop will be down by at least one-third. Many of you who have come to Ritter Farms to buy fresh produce are telling us that the gardens you planted have burned up in the heat. If we've learned anything this summer, it's that planting crops doesn't necessarily mean an abundant harvest. That's why I've been telling you to preserve all the food you can. There is no guarantee that the gardens we plant next year will produce any better than they have this year. We have been used to prosperity in this country. For decades, we've had plenty of food, plenty of anything we could want. We've become so complacent that we have falsely assumed that we will always have what we need. We have more people now than we've ever had who are dependent on the government for income, either through welfare, unemployment, or Social Security. There may have been some security in that before, but now the government is broke. Besides that, where is the government going to get food for us if it isn't produced because of extreme weather? Freezing temperatures, heat, flooding, and hail. We need to depend on ourselves and our neighbors on the local level to take care of each other, not the government. On the Healthy Eating segment each week, I've been telling you about the nutritional value of fresh produce. We're coming to the last few months of harvesting in this area, so last week I started sharing with you information on how to preserve the food that is being harvested right now. I encourage each of you who don't already know to learn how to grow a garden before it's time to put one out next spring. Buy your seed now before seed prices increase. Learn as much as you can and gather together your gardening supplies. You can visit our Freedom Garden page on our website, www.ritterfarms.com, for links to sites where you can buy heirloom seeds and other sites where you can learn to grow a garden. Visit our Country Kitchen page of the website and listen to the Healthy Eating segments as they are posted each week. Share this information with your friends and your family. When times get tougher, we are all going to have to share the knowledge that we have in order to survive. If you have any questions, you can always call us here at Ritter Farms at 865-767-2575. And always remember, healthy eating starts at the local farm.